Welcome to one of a continuing series of podcasts highlighting the work of the Office of Inspector General. This is Mike Kane inviting you to follow us on our website at oig.hhs.gov and on Twitter at oig@hhs. Since our last podcast, OIG issued a number of reviews. In one report, OIG found that data services hub security is being addressed, but critical tasks remain before Affordable Care Act health insurance exchanges open. Check our website for a Federal News Radio interview with OIG's Kay Daly about CMS's implementation of the Data Services Hub, which is to be used in conjunction with the exchanges slated to open October 1. Another review found that the Department of Health and Human Services met Affordable Care Act requirements in awarding co-op loans and that the department should continue to monitor co-ops. And Medicare could save millions of dollars, OIG found in another report, by strengthening billing requirements for canceled elective surgeries. OIG noted in one report that Medicare and its beneficiaries could save millions of dollars if critical access hospital location rules were revised. Go to our website to listen to a podcast on critical access hospital designations. White Pharmaceuticals, which was acquired by Pfizer in 2009, is to pay nearly $491 million to resolve criminal and civil liability linked to the company's unlawful marketing of Rapimmune, a drug that prevents the body's immune system from rejecting a transplanted organ. Shands Healthcare is to pay $26 million to resolve allegations that six of its Florida hospitals filed false claims for inpatient procedures that should have been billed as outpatient services. Northwestern University is to pay nearly $3 million to settle a whistleblower lawsuit. The university allegedly allowed a researcher to file false claims under research grants from the National Institutes of Health. A former New Hampshire hospital worker entered a guilty plea for his role in the hepatitis C outbreak that led to the infection of dozens of people. A New York racketeer was jailed for nearly 10 and a half years and must forfeit more than $1 million for his role in a $100 million fraud that included phantom clinic health care providers in 25 states, false Medicare billing, extortion, and immigration fraud. A Brooklyn, New York clinic worker was jailed for 8 years for his part in a $77 million Medicare scam. He was ordered to repay $10 million and to forfeit almost $500,000. An Ohio spine surgeon was charged with persuading patients to have unnecessary surgery for which authorities said he fraudulently billed Medicare. Also in Ohio, seven oncologists were charged with importing cancer medications that were not approved by the Food and Drug Administration. A Michigan doctor was charged in a $35 million scheme involving false claims to Medicare for unneeded chemotherapy and other services. The scheme, authorities said, included deliberate misdiagnoses to justify treatment and false billing. In Louisiana, two defendants are to serve terms of 5 and 15 years, forfeit more than $9 million, and repay more than $17 million in a Medicare home health scam. A New York doctor who falsely diagnosed his girlfriend with trigeminal neuralgia and gave her a prescription for Dilaudid, a controlled substance, pleaded guilty in a drug fraud case. And a doctor in Westchester County, New York, admitted that he fraudulently prescribed oxycodone worth more than $480,000 on the street. A candidate for comptroller of New York City was charged with illegal distribution of prescription pills, which authorities allege were sold on the street. In New Jersey, three doctors admitted taking tens of thousands of dollars as part of a sophisticated multi-million-dollar bribes for lab referral scheme. A North Carolina mental health counselor was sent to jail for 6 years and must repay more than $6 million in a Medicaid false billing fraud. As part of the scheme, the woman rented out her Medicaid provider number to co-conspirators, and she used proceeds from the fraud to buy more than $550,000 in jewelry and vehicles. Medicare and Medicaid at times pay more for the same service or product than private firms do. To learn more, read an OIG Spotlight article on our website. And OIG has announced its summer law clerk program for 2014. The application deadline is September 16. Don't miss it. For more on the fight against healthcare fraud, waste, and abuse, click More News on the podcast webpage. For links to these reports and stories and more, go to our website or follow us on Twitter. Thanks for listening.